What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Always on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. Say something in the chat about us. Something
and
nice.
Only nice comments,
say
please.
Say nice things. All right, Jack, let's go.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, this is an honorable mention for someone who has to grow up. The first is me, a mea culpa on the Schwarber. I was wrong.
That's the second time you said mea culpa.
What happened? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, you got it right.
Actually, you were right. Yeah.
What'd you do, though?
So Schwarber's is to start the season. Odubel's to start the season, 40 on base streak. Schwarber's is 35. Now, it is 41 over 2 years. Like, remember when Rollins had the hit streak that went over 2 years? So yeah. Schwarber's at 41 over 2 years. Schmidt has the longest at 56.
Okay.
So Schmidt is still number one. Okay. So Schwarber's, 16 games away from that.
Well, they must have been on your timeline.
Well, yeah, a couple people. It's all good. Shout out Schmackman.
So
good.
Just to clear it up.
Yes.
Odubel has the longest streak to start a season.
To start a season.
At 40.
Yes.
And Schwarber is at what, 30?
He's at 41, and he's at 35 to start a season.
Yes. Okay, and so he's five away from Odubel.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, Odubel still does have the latest. I mean, he did 45. I guess that's what his streak ended up being, was 45.
Okay, right.
But yeah, so Schmidt, 56 games. Chuck Klein, Ike's favorite player, at 49.
Yep.
Abreu, 48. Odubel, 45. And then Schwarber, 41.
But to be clear, Mike Schmidt does have the record.
Correct.
Even though it's a span over two seasons.
Yeah.
He has the longest on base.
Yeah, like Stott technically has the longest hit streak to start a season.
Right.
He doesn't have the longest hit streak in Philly's history. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Way to clear that up. So what happened?
I don't think it should count over two seasons.
That was the argument with Rollins back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, there was like Rollins, I think, got up to 30 some games, and people were like, well, it was over two seasons.
Yeah.
They would never
give the real record over two seasons. If a hit streak, right?
Well, yeah. They would.
If we got to sell tickets, yeah.
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 You got to make buzz about it. Of course
you got to make buzz about it, sure.
Right. Okay.
So the top five people that have to grow up.
Oh,
some WIP, some not.
All right.
Number five is Rod Lakin. I mean, again, free trip Lakin out in Chicago.
Yep.
I mean,
he's at the sports programmers conference or whatever.
Yep, he's doing that.
Yep.
And a great job with BG Live. Can we please lock in on the DeCamera Fritz so we can stop talking about it and set a date?
You know what we should do? When is he on a panel? Is it tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. He's in the morning. He's so excited to get back here.
I'm going to ask Barrett, who runs the panel, to ask him when Fritz and DeCamera Live is happening.
Can you imagine how red his face is going to get?
Yeah, I will text him as we speak.
Yeah,
but
you should.
It's got to happen. I've never seen a PD is at conferences as much as Lakin is.
Yeah, I mean, you ever did the job for a long time, but
I did.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But I didn't ever, you were here.
All the time.
You were never on the phone.
Nope.
You were never in some corner studio.
No.
Now, sometimes your door was locked. You had the remote control that would allow you to close the door.
No, I did not. I'd never use that.
I disagree. I disagree. I'm sure there's some closed door meetings in there.
There were closed door meetings.
Yeah.
I'd never use the button, though. It's too intimidating.
Yeah. It's a tough scene. The fourth person that has to grow up is Elliot. You heard him today.
He was so whiny about dropping in the rankings.
So complainy.
Yeah.
You know, also, the lawn situation. How do you let your lawn get that high?
Yep.
It's an 8x8 lawn. It's not that hard. And the other thing, I don't know if I should bring this up on the air, but I think it's funny.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
Yeah, it's funny.
Okay.
I texted him at like 3:30. And I was like, hey, we're going to do this on Zoom. And he's like, fine, but make sure you text me a little earlier so I can make sure I'm ready. We talked about he wants to do the moisturizer, the face, get the hair ready. Dude, like,
it's not just the setup?
No, it's not the setup. He's got to get the thing under his eyes to make them pop. It's just, come on, man. It's not a beauty contest. I know he's getting older, so it's tougher.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, to go back to the original thing of why he needs to grow up, I want him to own the Eagles Insider of the Year. It, like, he has to have a bravado. So the idea of him going down in the rankings, he should scoff at that. He shouldn't be whiny baby about that.
That's motivating.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like, wah.
It's a little mopey.
Wah, I'm going down in the rankings. Wah, I was wrong. Wah. You know, it happens.
It happens.
It happens.
Happens to the best of them. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
I have no faith, or no lack of faith in that. Whatever. The third person that has to grow up is JT. So JT...
Real Muto.
Yeah.
How many double plays he going to hit into this year?
Eight so far this year. Seven all of last year. It is May 7th, okay? he's had a double play problem since he got here. You know, it was never a huge deal. But eight double plays? Come on, JT.
That's surprising because he runs well.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I can see Bohm hitting in the eight double plays.
Well, he's close.
Yes.
He's nipping on his heels,
I'm sure. I can see him doing it.
But JT, I mean, come
it's
on,
pretty disappointing. It was surprising. I heard them on the broadcast say that yesterday. Said he's already hitting to eight. Wait, they were talking about him having seven while he was at bat.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, he had seven all of last year. They hit the ground ball, and you hear Ruben go, oh.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Yep.
It was perfect. The second person that has to grow up is Spike. I mean, obviously.
Whoa, yeah. How am I number two?
Well, because first off, you're trying to ruin my legacy with the Phillies. I see what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to ruin your legacy. I'm just calling a spade a spade. You gave up on them.
No,
you said this team doesn't have it.
You're trying to tarnish my legacy.
I'm not.
You are ducking the push-ups because, neighborhood kids might be watching. And
I'm not ducking them.
And you didn't know what to wear tomorrow to the golf outing. You're like, what should I wear? It's like a freaking polo.
No,
how many times
did we go over this
the last year?
I'm not golfing.
About you in the wrinkled shirt last time at the Surfside Invitational.
It wasn't wrinkled. Yeah. It was textured. And the second thing is I'm not golfing tomorrow.
I know, but you're still going to a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, because I have to.
Yeah, this... Well... This is an actual PGA tournament.
Yeah, it's like I'm honored to be there, and I know it's a very big event. But like,
again,
I'm not
PGA Championship at Aronimink next year.
But I'm not going. It's not like, Spike wants to go golfing or wants to go to the golf club.
You're not wearing one of your little slappy t-shirts. Like, this is a real grown-up, be a gentleman
event.
You're
wearing a slappy t-shirt, and my slappy t-shirt's better than your slappy t-shirt.
he wouldn't wear that to a golf tournament.
Yeah, not tomorrow, I won't be.
Look, I ordered a polo just in case I don't like any of the ones that I have. It's at the house. I went on Amazon. I got one.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
You ordered a polo.
Talk about rent-free.
I have a couple, but like Ike mentioned, we have a couple here for the station.
Right.
But one is like Eagles-themed.
Yeah.
And one is Phillies-themed. And you guys don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But when I'm wearing a bright colored shirt with the way that my arms look, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah. No. So I had to get a white one.
And I already texted Ike. We already figured out.
We made sure we won't be dressed alike tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Didn't want to look like idiots out there. So grow up, Spike. But the number one person that has to grow up is Corey in Columbus. I mean, it's ridiculous. For 6 months a year, he leads off the show. He's the leadoff hitter.
Yep.
He's been branded as a leadoff hitter. Now we got these scrubs that have been leading off the show this week.
Well, the guy today was a scrub.
Horrible. Bringing up the point about like they're millionaires in blue-collar city like Philadelphia.
And Aaron from Mount Airy is not a scrub, but he is a scrub as a leadoff hitter.
He's he's a 4:30 to 5:30 caller.
Yes, he's a lean back.
Yes.
You know, as he talks about the next questions from the last 2.5 weeks.
Yes, he's a take a segment offer.
Yes.
Yeah. With Corey, he's got to come out like firing.
And what's his deal?
Well, last week I got promoted or something.
Money.
I didn't hear any of that when Jalen was going to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, it's a good point.
Like, if you want to be a football caller, that's fine. We have football caller. Rios, football caller.
Yeah.
But he can't be the leadoff hitter of the afternoon show and then completely ditch. He calls at 5:30. Great. I don't care.
Yes.
I do care, Corey. I love you. But, like,
he's the Johan Rojas of the afternoon show.
Don't need
not
that.
In the Eagles season.
Yeah. Be Stoddard, be Schwarber. Come on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I think.
Him up.
Yeah. I think the thing with Corey is we love Corey, but we are all about accountability here. And we named you the leadoff hitter, and it comes with a certain responsibility. Now we have people changing next question to first question.
And that guy tried it, too, and you were on the ball today and said, not today, pal.
It was right after I complained about it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's coming at me. I could feel it.
Let me just throw this out here real quick. Oh, yeah, your sponsor you got to get to.
Yeah, this hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off, interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Just wanted to take a quick moment. We don't need to belabor this.
Okay.
But it caught my eye.
Uh-oh.
Did you see Ciara at the Met Gala?
No.
Jesus Christ, man.
Look good.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Did not need that.
You have it up on the iPad right now?
I do.
All right.
It's not the only thing that's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole new look for her almost.
It is. Looks good.
It feels like...
CC.
Feels like there's a little more...
she's toned. Yeah. She's toned up a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. The hair's new.
Yeah.
Wow. But what ruins it is Russell Wilson.
That's
the cringiest guy
right
in America.
Yes. He can't even pull off looking cool.
Nope.
He can't even do that right.
Let her go to the gala by herself, you clown. Come on. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to my nephew, Corey, man. Because first of all, when you get a promotion, what under the conditions that I remain as the leadoff caller on, you know, on OG's show? We got to talk about that. So I'll check that. But let me do this here. Because there's some stuff going on in this radio that I'm obviously y'all just disrespecting me because I told you that I'm your insider of the year.
No.
And
all you do is make up reports.
Yeah, you lie. You're a liar. Liar of the year.
Listen, Howie done told y'all already, all right? We're not bringing an old 31-year-old guy on this football team, so you can tell Baldy he's wrong about this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, it ain't happening.
All right.
Ooh, boy.
This guy's got to grow up with the phone.
What is wrong with your phone?
Yeah, he's got to grow up. You know, now he's going to be, I put him on hold. Now we got to get OK Andrew taking a spot. OK, you're on WIP.
Wow. What it do, fellas?
What's up, OK?
What it do, Andrew?
Hey, Spike, first of all, you cannot wear a red top and black pants tomorrow. Do not do that.
Red top and black pants? Who
Tiger Woods look.
Oh, no, I don't even have any black pants. Well, that's a lie.
Do
I got a couple.
Do that.
No, I'm going to wear khaki shorts like all you golf doofuses do.
And, it's golf shorts, and, not cargo shorts.
And I will have
it's not cargo shorts. I didn't wear cargo shorts to the surfside thing. I didn't. Look it up. I have a couple of pair of khaki shorts. My wife likes me in them, so I have them for vacation or whatever. I'll wear one of those.
Or be formal, wear pants.
No.
No, we're not doing pants.
No, we're not wearing pants.
Like, don't wear pants to work.
Yeah, well, I wear pants to work. But all I have is jeans. So I'll wear the khaki shorts and the...
Definitely cannot wear jeans.
I'm not going to wear jeans.
Okay.
You guys.
All right.
I'm going to embarrass all you. I'm going to wear camouflage cargos and a tank top. And my Castellanos tank top.
Go for it, Spike. You'll stand out.
Yes.
So, my master plan on the Phillies this year, I'm not giving up on this team yet. We're not the magical 2022 squad, but we can turn into them. We got to make a few moves. My moves are calling up Micah Bell to the pen.
Abel.
See how he does.
Yeah.
Nick Abel. Same thing. DFA, Hernandez, or Romano, whoever sucks more.
We're not DFA and Romano.
All right. Then DFA Hernandez.
There you go.
I'm calling up Painter. So, now we're... plus one, and then I have a big trade coming up, probably some mixed reactions, but eventually we're going to have to move on from the center field spot and have an everyday guy like Crawford coming up, so we're going to trade either Marsh or Rojas, whoever we like the least, or whoever has more trade value, and catchering for a guy like Peter Fairbanks out of Tampa Bay, he's on a contract situation type year, an option year for, I think, the team. And I want one of the prospects, Braylon Guerrero, outfielder, he's young, he's got some pop. I think that'll add a whole new resource to our bullpen, keeping Alvarado, Strom, and in Fairbanks, 7-8-9. And we'll have Abel and then
Abel.
Abel or Painter.
And how did you say Kirkering's name? How do you say Kirkering's name?
Kekering.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, this is going well. I like the rebrand of OK Andrew.
Yeah, you're going to have to work on this.
I love this.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell Abel is, man.
Abel. It's Mick Abel.
Mick Abel.
I know.
Yeah.
And then Kirkering.
Oh, boy. Wait, there's more?
Yeah.
Hey,
let me guess, Auto Camp.
Do you want to win a World Series or not?
Yeah, sure.
So we're calling up Kemper Crawford, keeping one of them for the playoffs, and we're calling up Stubbs and Marchand if this doesn't work out.
All right.
Well, Otto Kemp is starting in left field tonight, okay, Andrew, if you want to get a little excited.
Well, what good does left field do?
For the Phillies?
Yeah.
Well, because I think they're slowly transitioning Kepler into being a platoon bat.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not really playing against lefties. Now, Wilson's been starting against lefties, and he's hitting like one something. I mean, Kepler's hitting like one something against lefties.
Interesting. I didn't think of Kepler as a platoon guy, but I guess if you can make him even smaller, it makes him even makes it stronger if you're able to maximize the position in that way. Okay, I got it. What you're going to have to do is, when you're reading about these guys, you can just Google pronunciation, blah, so you know you're nailing it. Because I want you to be an authority here, but if Jack's correcting you on the pronunciation of literally every player you mention, you know.
I think Jack's been a little hard on OK Andrew.
Yeah.
I'll do that when you get a pair of khaki pants.
Oh, got him. Yeah. Shove it.
He's a little spicy.
Yeah. Come on. You look like a slob, man. You really doing that to me?
Oh, wow.
Your backwards hat and stuff?
That's mean.
Well, I'm just saying.
Jack, do you feel threatened?
About what?
What is minor league knowledge?
Did you listen to that? That sounds like you just got off the Google machine.
Why don't we try OG Wade again? Your preamble was so long and your connection was so bad.
Yeah, how do we disrespect Jalen this time?
They wasn't yelling. It's OG. You know what I'm saying?
Like
my insider worthiness. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like I was just saying, y'all... Baldy came out with this report that the Eagles are going to be signing Justin Simmons, and I'm here to tell you that I spoke with Howie, and he said they're not signing the 31-year-old safety. There's no guys that's coming on this football team that's 30 and above at all, period. I don't give a damn who it could be. Von Miller, anybody. We not in the business of recycling trash or recycling older players. Right now, we're in the position of championship brand. We're the golden standard right now. So it would be foolish after trying to get young to go back steps and go older again.
Isn't Darius Slayton almost 30?
Darius Slayton, who?
Yeah.
The cornerback the Eagles signed, you know.
Oh, Adoree Jackson?
No, you mean Adoree Jackson.
Yeah, Adoree Jackson, yeah.
Oh, yes, Adoree Jackson. I'm sorry. Why did I say Darius Slayton?
Yeah. Receiver from the Giants.
Yes. Oh, Giants. That's what I thought. Yeah, Adoree Jackson. He's 30, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not making the club, though. He's not going. He's getting thrown.
He is definitely going to be on the team.
Nice, thanks.
I guarantee you, Adoree Jackson will not be on our roster. He will not make our roster. I guarantee you that. Okay? I already know what's going on. I got it, you know. So just check it out.
So now, who's going to start a corner? It's going to be the Keely Ringo.
Right. Keely Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo.
Eli Ricks.
This is a guy that no one's talking about. Everybody that's moved over him. Lewis Singh, he will be the starting safety for us this year. It will not be the new kid, Amuka, and it will not be
Sidney Brown.
Sidney Brown. I already got the call, all right?
Do you call him Amuka? You want to try that again?
No, I don't got to try a damn thing again. Okay. I don't do it twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
hitting once. Yep, okay.
Yeah, just like you were with Darius Slayton. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
There's a difference between misspeaking, which is what
it is. There's not a difference when you're wrong, well, like you're wrong, which I know you have a hard time admitting that. You know, i.e. the Jalen Hurts phenomenon.
Okay, so right you now. Want Eagles inside of the year. I just, real quick, I want your top three scoops that you've given us that have come to fruition.
My top three scoops, it would be pretty much every damn thing I say.
There it is. Yeah. Is there a four-point plan to you becoming Eagles Insider of the Year?
Yep.
No, the four-point plan is for y'all to understand reality. You know what I mean? That
right.
OG is damn near right 99% of the time. I mean, you know, y'all just don't want to admit it. You know what I'm saying?
Who needs?
You look at everything,
well, I'm pretty certain Lewis Singh will not be the starting safety on this team. I'm pretty certain of that.
Okay. Well, now here we got a ball game now. We got a ball game.
So who needs a rebrand more, OG Wade or OK Andrew?
Well, first of all,
you need a rebrand.
We already know OG Wade is the standard. So there's no brand, you know, that you're going to rebrand any damn thing. If anything, I brought you back in this area. If you would still be up in New York drinking that dirty water if it wasn't for me pressing you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the reason why you back here. All right? So that's
you are?
In that.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I bullied you back here. So don't get smart.
I would say Chuck has more to do with it than you do. Oh, look at this phone.
Oh, wow. Broke up at an interesting time. Interesting.
Yep.
Seat got a little warm.
Yep. What, me?
No, him.
Oh,
and then the phone broke
up. He needs a rebrand. OK Andrew's working on the rebrand.
You're in on minor league baseball, OK Andrew?
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough to get through. I know.
Now, I will say the one thing he has going for him.
Yep.
We don't know whether he's mispronouncing the name or not until you say something.
Right.
Well, the Abel thing, I think we caught that one.
Well, he said, do you see here? I said Kirkering?
I didn't until you told him to repeat it.
Yeah. He's on the major league. He's been here for 2.5 seasons. I mean, 2023 came up.
I give him credit. He's trying.
He's
though.
Trying.
It's not. But it's not the effort with OK Andrew. It's consistently the delivery.
Right.
Right.
And we kind of got there with football.
We did.
But then he got a little cocky.
He did. And now he doesn't have anywhere to go. But
sure.
It's similar to the OG Wade. Like, I feel like OG Wade needs a new North Star. His North Star was Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he won the Jalen thing.
Yeah.
For now. You know, well,
he won it. There's nothing we can do about
it. Yeah. I mean, it could turn around.
Yeah,
but at this point, he won.
Yeah, he won.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
I got to back off on that.
Yeah.
I can say what I say about him, but he's still like, they won the Super
believe
Bowl.
Believe me, 2021, it was me and him every day arguing about Jalen.
Oh, right.
For 2022, so, he's been yelling about it for years, so I got to give him credit for that one.
Coming up next.
Although it neutered him pretty much afterwards.
Yes, it ruined him. This is the problem with success.
Yes.
The problem with winning a Super Bowl is it ruined OG Wade for us. Nobody will fight about the Eagles. We didn't even take any calls on it. I talked for 3 minutes about being worried about Saquon.
Nobody cares.
Well, I saw 3 calls on the board about how wrong I was. I was like, you know what? All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, God forbid.
You
agreed with me.
It's legitimate. Yes. I think it's a legitimate concern. Yeah.
A little bit. Monitoring the situation.
Yep.
All right.
It's a good phrase.
Monitoring the situation. Yeah.
Like yeah.
Text line coming up. Also, a wide receiver maybe the Eagles could add with some of their cap space.
More weapons.
You're going to be happy here.
Get ready to block.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.